last week. The 86-year-old justice had not missed a day in court until last December when she was treated for cancer. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Bill Maher says he's going to try to tone it down. The star of HBO's Real Time saying at the end of a show on Friday, the current bitterly divisive political discourse is going to lead the country to ruin, and he doesn't want to be part of that. Former Vice President Joe Biden is defending his reasoning to not legalize marijuana if he's elected to the White House. Biden saying there's not enough evidence as to, quote, whether or not it's a gateway drug. Biden telling a crowd of supporters in Las Vegas over the weekend it is a debate and he believes there should be a lot more research before it's legalized nationally. However, Biden was, or did, I should say has, supported medical marijuana and the decriminalization while on the campaign trail. Syracuse University shutting down all fraternity activities for the rest of the semester after a racist incident. Over the weekend, a group of students reportedly called an African-American student a racial slur, and the university's chancellor says some of the people involved are members of a fraternity, which has been suspended now. And Ford has unveiled its new electric SUV, the Mustang Mach-E. After months of hype, it costs about $44,000 and has a range of 230 miles. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hundreds of protesters believed trapped at the Polytechnic University in Hong Kong after police lay siege to the campus. They surrounded it with water cannons, tear gas, and heavy vehicles to hold back those protesters. The Hong Kong protests began in June over a controversial bill that would allow extradition to mainland China. Many demonstrators see that as Chinese meddling in Hong Kong's affairs. President Trump saying this morning he had a very good and cordial meeting with Federal Reserve Chief Jerome Powell at the White House. The president tweeting that many things were discussed, including interest rates, inflation, and the ongoing trade war with China. Trump's been highly critical of Powell ever since choosing him to replace Janet Yellen at the helm of the Fed. And this is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A shooting at a backyard party in Fresno, California last night leaves four men dead and six others wounded. About three dozen people were watching football on a big TV screen in a Fresno backyard when one or more suspects showed up and opened fire. There have been no arrests made. A deputy police chief in Fresno says there were kids present, but luckily they're not among the victims.
Right now, all 10 of the victims, deceased or not, were all Asian males between that 25-35 range.
With continued high wildfire risk in California, the state's biggest utility says it may be shutting off power to 250,000 homes and businesses in Northern California this week. Pacific Gas and Electric says it would give 48 hours notice before shutting off electricity, probably on Wednesday. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg back on the bench. She had missed oral arguments last week because of a stomach virus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Bill Maher says he's going to try to tone it down. The star of HBO's Real Time saying at the end of a show on Friday, the current bitterly divisive political discourse is going to lead the country to